So where were we? I was I think I had kind of finished my question for Chuck, which was about when people were informed of the motion. Let me see if I'm not sure I have any other
Are you
questions
still
for
there,
you.
Joe?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
So
After you dropped off, Jill mentioned that she had a question if you're done with your
okay,
turn,
and I
just to let you know
understand
'cause you weren't
somewhere in
there.
here also it happened that that Susan Marie announced her presence. So that's good that she's here, and she is which phone number are you?
760-831-5416.
760-831. Okay. Is Susan Marie. Okay, thank you for joining us. So I
Joe?
yes. So I think I've asked my let me just make sure I got all my questions, then we can go back in second round and see if anybody else has any questions.
Okay, I do.
All right, that's fine. I just want to make sure I didn't forget something I was going to ask. Okay, I think I had my questions. Okay, so both Jill and Bob now have questions, or?
Well,
Have
I
one
do.
question.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jill. Yeah, Jill, ask your question.
I'm wondering if the platform committee had any knowledge that the bylaws said that each plank should be addressed separately, and if so, why that wasn't discussed at the beginning, so perhaps that could have been talked about
Is
at
that question for
convention.
me?
Is that question
Or I
for
would say,
Chuck?
yes, I would say for the appellant. No, for the respondent. For the, yes, for Chuck, actually. He's the only one from the platform committee. So, yes, this is a question for Chuck.
I think it is. I think he is, yeah.
Okay. So we that kind of goes along with Joe's question because we were discussing the procedure quite a bit. And Convention Rule 8 requires that the recommendations be voted on separately. We do not we consider that to be separate from this other argument that the appellants are making about this plank by plank thing. We think that at least I should speak for myself. The way the discussion, the way I remember it when we did have it, was we quickly agreed that what we are doing is a recommendation. We are not looking at plank by plank. So our recommendation under Convention Rule 8 was to delete, and then the second recommendation was to adopt a national platform. The plank by plank issue was to consider individual amendments, modifications, deletions, substitution of language, whatever you want to call it, plank by plank, so that you're not voting on three planks all at one time. But one at a time, so people can consider the various platform issues one by one. That's not what we were doing here. We were trying to overhaul the entire platform, and the way to do that was to follow Convention Rule 8 by making one recommendation and then doing a second recommendation and getting votes on each of those. And that's the way we presented it to the delegates, and they accepted it.
Jill, does that answer your
Okay.
question?
I wonder if Mimi can speak to that, if she knew that that was a provision and why it wasn't addressed, or if she didn't know it was a provision in the bylaws.
Well, yeah, I can speak to it. My understanding of the bylaws, as well as Robert's, is that there's different parts, and it says the delegates shall vote on each proposal separately. What they took that to be is that they had two proposals, and each was presented separately. It says that they can go through it plank by plank, like Chuck just said, where, they've debated these recommendations and made any proposals or so forth, but the delegates shall vote on each recommendation separately. They only had two recommendations. They weren't taking each plank and making amendments or modifications or even just a simple deletion of one portion of a plank. Their recommendation was to take the whole thing as one recommendation, which my understanding and also my conversations with parliamentarians was that that is acceptable because that sentence says that that the delegates shall vote on each recommendation separately. So it was considered, and I did read the bylaw. And okay. I did discuss it with other parliamentarians.
Okay, Julie, thank you for your answers.
This is Starchild. May I say something on this?
Sure.
Yeah, I think the platform committee chair as well as Chuck have acknowledged that the decision to do it in a two-part process was specifically done so that they could pass it with a lower vote threshold, that it takes, the deletion only takes a majority, although I continue to think that the heart of the case is that, you know, you have to do it plank by plank to delete. You can't delete the whole platform at once with a simple majority. But I think that really what they were trying to do clearly, and I think they've acknowledged as much, is replace the platform. Their intention wasn't to, you know, get rid of the existing platform and leave the party with no platform at all. And so it could have been done as one vote to amend the platform by replacing the current language with the language of the national platform, but I think they deliberately chose not to do that because that would have required them to get a two-thirds vote. And I think the way they did it was an improper attempt to skirt that requirement, frankly.
I'm going to answer that, and Chuck can answer this after me, but I do not believe that their intention was what you're saying. I don't think it was anything as sinister as that. I believe that they looked at it as it was, in fact, two recommendations with the knowledge of knowing it was possible to have no plank. But they looked at it as being two separate recommendations. And the bylaw is clear that deletion takes simple majority and adoption takes two-thirds. I don't think it was anything sinister to skirt those rules. I believe that they were actually following the rules. But Chuck, do you want to speak to that more?
Well, I didn't use the word sinister, Mimi. I wouldn't characterize it as sinister. I'm sure they felt they were being eminently practical in trying to get their proposal passed the way they felt would be most effective in getting it passed. But I just think that in the way they chose to do was improper.
Well, okay, but the only reason why I said sinister is because
stick on. Let's try to stick on Jill's question.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, obviously, there's a disagreement on whether it was proper. That's why we have two sides here. So, can we get Jill? Can you tell us if there's still something you're trying to find out? And if can you? Force...
No. If no one else has anything to speak on that, then I'm satisfied with the answer.
Okay. All right, Bob.
I would just like to say that it can't be improper if it's followed by the rules, and the only thing we can do is look at the rules beforehand and make sure we're not doing something that's improper. So how could it be improper if we followed the rules? We have no other options. That's all I want to say.
It sounds to me like everybody who was doing this definitely looked at the rules, whether they came to the same conclusion as somebody else or not. It sure sounds like everybody was looking at the rules. They were aware of the rules, were discussing it among themselves, and discussing it with other people. Okay. So, Bob, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question for the appellants. Mark first, and then anybody else, I guess, who wants to chime in. Mark, in your opinion, do the bylaws mandate that the state party must have a platform of its own?
Oh, absolutely, clearly, no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
So the answer is no.
What?
Well,
there's no mandate that the party have its own platform.
Well, okay, let me read bylaw 20, platform, section 1.
I've read it. No, I just wanted your opinion on that.
I thought Mark sounded to me like Mark was saying yes, and you quoted him as saying no. Maybe there's a...
Oh, he cut out for a second. So okay.
Mark, answer his question again and make clear whether you think there is a mandate or not.
Well, yes, there is. We've always had it, and it's in our bylaws that we have it.
Okay. Anybody else on the appellants?
This is Robert speaking. I agree with Mark. And earlier in the phone conversation, I cited other bylaws that use the exact same verbiage as this one as evidence that it's required.
I'm a little bit less firm on that than my fellow appellants. I think there's a little bit of ambiguity there because it doesn't specifically say we must have a platform, but I think that's the preponderance of the evidence that suggests from the existing language that sort of presumes that there will be a platform. So my answer would be somewhere in between, but I think that a stronger argument could be made that it, expected that there is a platform than that it was expected there might not be.
Okay, any of the other appellants, if you agree that it's that the party is not mandated to have a platform, do you believe that to delete it requires a plank by plank deletion?
Yes, I do believe that, Starchild.
This is Robert. I believe,
or at least to do it by majority vote, I should clarify. I think, as I described, by a two-thirds vote, I think there's an argument that it could be amended without going through plank by plank. But I think to do a majority vote deletion, I think it has to be plank by plank.
Okay. Well, if you agree that the party must have a platform, then the question of plank by plank is irrelevant. So my question is answered so far as I'm concerned.
Okay, this is Robert, yet another appellant, concurring with Starchild that there must be a platform, and if a individual plank needs to be deleted, that's a majority. If it will be substituted or reverted to an old plank, right, because it has verbiage in there of deletions, adding and substitutions requiring two-thirds, or reverting to old planks. You know, we had no platform before we had a platform, so deleting the entire platform would be reverting to the old planks, and it clearly states inside there that it requires a two-thirds to revert to the old one, which would have been nothing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Any of the respondents care to chime in?
I do, but I'll follow the order we've been going before if Alicia wants to go first. You're cutting out, Alicia. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing Alicia. It's possible somebody, if you're using a battery operated phone, it's possible the battery's fading.
So I was saying I would defer to Chuck to go first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, I can go first on that. I don't know, one thought that comes to mind is our bylaws definitely know how to require some things and also know how to suggest others. And we can see that in bylaw 2, where we have purpose, and then under the bylaw purpose, there's a list with letters A, B, C, all the way down to H. And obviously we're doing some of those things, and some of those things we're not doing. And we pointed that out in our brief. For a long time, we didn't have a platform.
Program.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I did mean program. Thank you. The bylaw, too, does require, for example, a statement of principles of the National Libertarian Party. It even specifies the content of what those statement of principles are supposed to be. We can't delete that. That's part of our charter with the National Libertarian Party. On the other hand, the program can be deleted and the platform can be deleted. And we have a procedure under our bylaws for deleting portions of the platform. And if not portions of the platform, why not the entire platform? There is no required content except that it doesn't conflict with the statement of principles. So it seems a little bit like a play in logic here, but also not only that, just more common sense and more basic. Our bylaws know how to require certain things. We're very clear as delegates and in the voting on our bylaws when we really want to require something, and that's not clear as to the platform. So there is no mandate as to having a platform. There are guidelines that if we're going to have a platform, here's how you do it. You do it with a half, a majority vote to delete portions of it. You do it with a two-thirds to add other guidelines. And because of that, I would suggest that why not delete the entire thing and give us a starting point, you know, from scratch. And that's what the delegates decided to do. So I think the most I want to respond to that question right now.
Okay, Bob, is that...
Okay.
Okay.
I'll speak a little more directly into the mic and see if that helps the audio quality. And I'll tell you what I was looking up. I do want to point out that earlier Mr. Hinkle said we've always had a platform in the California Party since the beginning, but the argument made moments ago by Mr. Imhoff was that, you know, there was a point where we didn't have a platform, and I was having...
Hello?
Alicia, you cut out again.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find what language he was talking about for his argument that, well, because at some point prior we didn't have a platform, we were just reverting to a prior platform, therefore it requires two-thirds, and I think that's an awfully big stretch from the wording of Bylaw 20. I don't see language to that effect at all in there, so I just want to point out that I believe that argument is flawed. The closest wording in Bylaw 20, Section 1 is substitute new plank for an old plank, and that I don't think anyone would describe what happened as that. I think it's a big stretch to say that we were reverting to a prior blank platform, therefore it takes two-thirds, and plus that contradicts their other claim that we've always had one.
And just to say that was what she just said is what I was going to respond as well, because there's nothing in Bylaw 20 that says anything about even reverting to an old platform. It just says or substitute a new plank for an old plank. And we weren't substituting a new plank for an old plank. We were just deleting a plank, but that's specific to substituting a new plank for an old plank.
I'd like to add to that, though. All you have to do is look at the language of the motion and the recommendation. The motion was to delete. It was not a substitution motion. There was no reference in the motion itself to look back at a time when it was deleted and that we're going to be going back to that. But that wasn't the discussion or the motion.
Bob? That's your question.
I'm finished.
Okay, with that question or with all your questions?
All my questions.
Okay. So, let's see. Bob is finished with his questions. I'm finished with my questions. Jill had. Susan Marie, do you have any questions?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Well, this is the time for questions. If there are no more questions from committee members, we're going to move on to closing statements. So
closing statements from the appellants.
From the appellants and then from the respondents. So this is the time for committee members to ask their questions. We're gonna give each of them.
I would just ask for a clarification.
Sure.
When I look at Bylaw 20 on the Section 1, when it says the delegates may by majority vote delete. Plank, then technically by majority vote we deleted all the planks at the convention. Is that a correct statement?
Yes. I would say that's a correct statement. That's me. So.
Okay. So then when it says two-thirds vote required to substitute a new plank for an old plank with the intent to add the national platform as a replacement for our California one, that would have required a two-thirds vote. Is that a correct statement?
Correct. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, so is there any judicial committee members who have additional questions? Because we're going to, if not, we're going to go on to closing statements.
Let me add to that, that clarification, is that one of the purposes of doing them as separate motions is that the delegates may have wanted something different as replacement text. And in fact, during the convention, there were two different proposals for what to use as replacement text. And so the delegates actually have more freedom to decide by taking them up as separate questions. And again, I would emphasize that at times the appellants argue that, well, these things should have been done separately, except when it comes to determining the vote threshold, then you should have done them, you know, done more things together.
Okay, are there any more questions, or can we move on to the closing statements? Perhaps we will not have such long closing statements since we've had so much discussion. This is actually much more discussion during the question period than I was expecting, and I think a lot of it was helpful, but perhaps it will reduce the need for closing statements. So the agenda calls for us to first have a closing statement by the appellants, and I'd just like to briefly poll the appellants at this point, those who are present, which is Mark, Starchild, and Robert and Jennifer. Do you each expect to want to make a closing statement? Do you have an estimate of how long it would be? Do you care what order it's in? You do them in?
Well, this is Mark. Yeah, I'd like to have a closing remark, probably 2 minutes or less.
Okay, and Starchild?
Likewise, yes, but probably under a minute.
Okay, and Imhoffs, do you have a closing statement you want to make?
For Robert, I would, yeah.
Jennifer, yes, also under 2 minutes.
Okay, because what we said was a total of an hour for each side for the opening and closing statements together. According to my notes, the appellants did not use any of their time, so they have up to an hour now to make closing statements. It doesn't sound like they need to do that. Alicia spent about 7 minutes on an opening statement, so in theory, she and the other respondents could speak up to another 53 minutes at this point after the appellants. So, just taking that into consideration, that's what the time we have available. And the respondents previously said that they would like their closing statements to be in the order of Alicia, Mimi, and Chuck. Is that still your intention?
I would go with that still.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give each of the appellants a chance to speak. Does not sound like they're going to use their time. Do the respondents have any clue as to how long they're likely to speak, given what's been already said?
I'm guessing maybe 5 minutes for me.
Okay, Mimi?
5 minutes or less, probably less.
And Chuck?
I would say the same, up to, but probably less than 5 minutes.
Oh, sounds like we could be done in half an hour. All right, so let's go on now.